Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot of stories to cover today. There was one that no one covered all week because the Eagles did not share the information. It involved the best edge rusher on the roster, Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was dealing with life-threatening situation. Rhea, would you please introduce this Novocure doctor to try to tell us what was going on?
Dr. Brad Bernardini is an orthopedic surgeon with Reconstructive Orthopedics in Medford, Vineland, Pittman. He's the medical director of sports medicine for Virtua Health, as well as the co-director of Virtua Sports Medicine, specializes in shoulder and knee. He's also, and this is pretty cool, a former Division I AA All-American football player at Bucknell.
Wow. Yeah, so. Good player, too. Yeah. Doctor, thank you for coming on our show this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so, Doc, here's what we know about Josh Sweat, and most of this didn't come out till yesterday. He was dealing with an abdominal issue, and we're trying to figure out what would be an abdominal issue that would lead to what is being described as life-threatening. Burst appendix, aneurysm. Give us your best read on what the heck happened to Josh Sweat.
Well, there's a whole lot of things that can be life-threatening, but not very many can allow you to recover as quickly as he did. So I think the two front runners for the diagnosis would have to be an appendix issue or a gallbladder issue. And I've heard reports that early on that it was said specifically that this was not an appendix issue. Again, we get limited information, and I think that's by design, and I'm not his treating physician. In full transparency, but so if we think this is a gallbladder issue, the gallbladder is this little sack of fluid, basically, that slowly kind of delivers fluid into the GI system and helps with digestion. That can get backed up from something called gallstones. You can get inflammation, infection. If those burst, they can become life-threatening. It's a fairly common procedure to have those removed, and people recover amazingly quickly. A lot of them are done laparoscopically through little poke holes. So I think if I had to bet right now, based on the information that I have, that would probably be my front runner for the diagnosis.
All right. What about an aneurysm? Could that happen in your abdomen?
Yeah, those are not quick recoveries. That is an absolutely life-threatening condition, that is definitely something that I would not expect a quick recovery from.
I thought they only happened in your brain. Like I was, you know, that was kind
of. Yeah, aneurysm is kind of a generic term for expansion or swelling in a vessel.
Oh.
So that can happen really anywhere we have vessels. There's common areas, but that's not a real quick recovery. So I'm thinking gallbladder. It could have been an appendix, but again, I've heard reports. I'm not sure if you guys had any reports on that not being the diagnosis.
We don't know yet. They're being cagey with us, Doc. You know about confidentiality.
That's the case,
yeah. All right, one other one, Doc. Jalen Hurts, after a horrible game, was seen wearing a boot, which we would not give an indication that he was still having a lot of trouble with the ankle. And now we're even hearing that it's not out of the question he could get surgery on the ankle. What would require surgery on an ankle injury, Doc?
Well, this is a tougher prediction here. They've been extremely tight-lipped with his injuries. He's been really tight to the chest on his interviews that he's given with this. There's two major types of injuries that we're probably dealing with. One is the high ankle sprain, which early reports suggested was his diagnosis after his initial injury in November. More recently, I've heard specific language used to say that this is a low ankle injury, which is kind of the more run-of-the-mill, you know, ankle sprain. When we think about ankle sprains, you know, most of us think about low ankle sprain, which is on the outside of the ankle, three ligaments can get stretched or damaged. Generally, that's a non-complicated recovery, somewhere between 1 to 3 weeks, maybe six at most. But because he's taken so long to get better, he could have a complicated injury in addition to the low ankle. So sometimes when you sprain your ankle, the whole ankle kind of joint shifts out of place. You can have damage to cartilage. You can have a bone bruise. There can be some tendon damage. So if he's got a complex low ankle sprain, that could become surgical. Those are the ankle sprains that don't get better as we expect, pretty low percentage. Or he could have one of these high ankle sprains, which I know we've talked about on the show before, are a much longer recovery, much more complicated set of ligament damage that's not as common. But we see it a lot. You know, I look back at his mechanism. It was a little tough to tell on the footage that I had access to which mechanism was more likely to cause a high versus a low.
I think
we're dealing with we're dealing with either a high ankle that's going to need surgery, like a stabilization, or a complicated low ankle.
Doc, right. If I came to you today and I said my feelings were hurt, would you prescribe a painkiller?
I absolutely would prescribe a painkiller. Good. You know what's a good painkiller? Watching the end of the Cowboys game.
Good one, Doc. Good one. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, NovaCare, for the great input you're providing.
And thank them for all season with providing the doctors for us, which is great.
I don't know. I had the gallbladder. Mm-hmm. Mine was gangrenous. I was in no danger.
Right.
I was in pain, but I was in no danger.
Well, would you have been ready 5 days later to play a football game?
I would not be ready 5 years later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.